Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on driving jungle impact with a DJ-friendly structure. Today we're making something that feels like real drum and bass, not just a loop that bangs on headphones, but a track that actually works in a mix, in a club, and in a DJ set. That means strong phrasing, a clean intro, a proper drop, room for transitions, and a groove that locks in hard. A good way to think about this style is selector-friendly first, producer-flex second. In jungle and DNB, a track that DJs can blend smoothly will usually get played more than one that's flashy, but awkward to mix. So as we build this, we're going to keep the arrangement readable, the low end controlled, and the drums moving with intention. Open a new live set and set the tempo to 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for jungle and a lot of rolling drum and bass. Keep the time signature at 4/4. Turn on the metronome while you write, because it helps you lock into the phrasing early. Then create a few tracks and color code them if you like. Drums, breaks, bass, atmos or effects, and risers or transitions. Right away, start thinking in 4-bar and 8-bar blocks. That's a big part of making a track DJ friendly. DJs are listening for phrases they can count and mix against. If your sections change every bar with no clear pattern, the track gets harder to use in a set. Clean blocks make your idea feel professional even before the sound design gets fancy. Now let's build the core groove. You've got two strong beginner paths here. The first is programming your own drum pattern with drum rack. The second is using a breakbeat, which is where the classic jungle energy really starts to show up. If you're programming the drums, load a kick, snare, closed hat, open hat, and maybe a little percussion. Start simple. Put the snare on beats 2 and 4. Keep the kick solid, and let the hats provide motion. In drum and bass, the snare is the anchor. If the snare is weak, the whole track feels smaller. If you're using a breakbeat, drag in a classic 2-bar style break, or any break that has good transient energy. Put it on an audio track, right-click the clip, and turn warp on if it isn't already. Set the warp mode to beats. If needed, use preserve transient so the hits stay punchy. Then you can cut the break into phrases, rearrange parts, and make it more controllable. A great beginner move is to keep one break as the main groove, then layer a clean kick and snare underneath it. That gives you the raw jungle swing without losing weight. You get the personality of the break, plus the punch of a more controlled drum foundation. Now let's make the groove feel alive. Open the groove pool and try a little swing. Something like MPC 16 swing can work nicely. Don't overdo it. For jungle and rolling DNB, you want tight kick and snare placement, with a bit of human feel in the hats or break detail. If the groove feels stiff, apply swing more to the hats and percussion first. Keep the kick and snare solid so the track still hits with authority. A really useful habit here is to write a loop, mute one element, and listen to what becomes stronger. Then only add a new sound if the track actually needs it. That keeps the groove legible. It also stops the arrangement from getting cluttered too early. Next up, the bass. This is where the track starts to feel heavy. A solid beginner setup is to use a sub layer and a mid bass layer. For the sub, create a MIDI track and load operator or wave editable. Set it to a sine wave, keep it mono, and keep it clean. Don't make the sub too clever. A pure sub should feel simple and solid. Write a bass line that supports the kick pattern and leaves space for the snare. In DNB, less is often more. Then add a mid bass layer for character. Use something like wave editable, operator, or analog. Go for a saw or square bass tone, then shape it with a filter and a little saturation. A useful chain might be wave editable, saturator, EQ8, compressor or glue compressor, and then utility to control width. The big rule here is to keep the sub mono, and let the mid bass bring the aggression. Cut the low rumble out of the mid layer so it doesn't fight the sub. Now we lock the drums and bass together. Sidechain compression is your friend here. Put a compressor on the bass or bass group, enable sidechain, and choose the kick as the input. Start with a ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1, a fastish attack, and a release somewhere in the 50 to 120 millisecond range. Adjust the threshold until the bass ducks just enough for the kick to punch through. This is one of the most important groove moves in DNB. You don't want the kick disappearing under the bass, and you don't want the sidechain pumping so hard that the bass feels weak. You want the kick to speak, and the bass to bounce around it. Also, don't let the bass play constantly all the time. Groove comes from phrase movement. Leave gaps. Use call and response. Let the drums breathe for a beat or two before a big hit. If the bass is too continuous, the impact flattens out. If it leaves space, everything feels bigger. Now let's make this DJ-friendly. A DJ-friendly intro gives another DJ time to mix your track in cleanly. So for the opening 8 or 16 bars, keep it simple. Start with drums only, maybe a filtered break, and add atmosphere or a bit of noise texture if you want some vibe. Use auto filter to remove low end from the intro. You want room for beat matching, not a wall of bass right away. A solid intro example is this. Bars 1 to 8 are kick, hat, and a filtered break. No full bass yet. Then bars 9 to 16 bring in a few ghost snare hits, some percussion, maybe a short bass tease or a riser. That gives the DJ a clear pulse and gives the listener a sense that something is coming. For atmosphere, stock Ableton tools are enough. Auto filter, utility, hybrid reverb, echo, and even a touch of redux can go a long way. Just remember, the intro should support the mix, not fight it. Now we build tension before the drop. This is where contrast does a lot of the work. One of the best energy tools in this style is subtraction. If the section before the drop gets lighter, thinner, or quieter, the drop will hit harder. In the last four bars before the drop, try a snare roll that increases in density. You can remove the kick for a bar, automate the filter cutoff upward, raise the reverb and then cut it suddenly, or briefly automate a track mute right before the drop lands. A tiny silence before the impact can make the drop feel massive. You can also use drum rack for snare rolls, simpler for chopped break hits, or beat repeat for a little glitch energy. Keep it controlled. You're not trying to clutter the build. You're trying to make the listener lean in. Now the drop. This is where the full energy arrives. A strong DNB drop usually has a kick and snare backbone, a breakbeat layer, bass movement, and a few small fills every 4 or 8 bars so it doesn't feel static. Start with the main groove, then bring in a second break layer or a bass variation after a few bars. You can add a little top percussion or a ride to push the energy forward. If you're using chopped breaks, simpler is great for slicing them up and resequencing the hits. Layer those edited breaks with your programmed kick and snare for extra weight, and keep checking the low end. Too much bass all the time can flatten the impact, so leave room for the groove to breathe. Now let's shape the whole arrangement. A simple 64-bar layout could look like this. Bars 1 to 16 are the intro, bars 17 to 32 are the first drop, bars 33 to 40 are the breakdown or tension reset, bars 41 to 56 are the second drop, and bars 57 to 64 are the outro. That's a very usable structure for DJs. It gives them a clear entry point, a strong center section, a reset, a second peak, and an exit that can mix out cleanly. Keep at least 8 bars of drums in the intro and outro that are easy to blend. Reduce the bass in those sections. Avoid dramatic changes every 1 or 2 bars. Let the arrangement be readable. This is where many beginners go wrong. They build a loop that slaps, but not a track that a DJ can actually use. So stay disciplined with phrasing. Make sure the track has clear 8-bar sections. Make the changes obvious enough that a mix makes sense. Now let's glue the track together with buses. Group your drums into a drum group, your bass into a bass group, and your effects into an FX group. On the drum group, try a light chain like EQ8, glue compressor, saturator, and utility. You only need a little compression, maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, just enough to help the drums feel like one unit. On the bass group, use EQ8, compressor with sidechain, saturator, and utility. Again, keep it gentle. The point is cohesion, not flattening everything. A little bus processing can make the track feel finished and punchy, without killing the movement. If the low end feels muddy, shorten the sub notes a little. Keep the sub clean, and make sure your mid-bass is not carrying too much low-frequency content. Check your mix on headphones and smaller speakers too. If the bass only sounds good on one system, you're probably going to have trouble in the club. A few quick pro tips now. If you want a darker or heavier vibe, add distortion in layers instead of crushing the whole bass. Use saturator, overdrive, pedal, or redux on the mid-layer and keep the sub clean underneath. That gives you grit without losing weight. Use negative space. Heavy DNB feels heavier when it breathes. Short bass stabs, little gaps before the snare, and small drum fills that reset the tension can be more powerful than constant density. For atmosphere, hybrid reverb and echo can create eerie textures, and corpus or frequency shifter can add strange metallic movement. Just filter your effects so they don't wash out the groove. And when you automate, think small and intentional. Tiny cutoff moves, send level changes, or a little feedback boost on a delay can keep the track moving without making it messy. Here's a quick practice challenge you can try after this lesson. Set the tempo to 172 BPM. Build an 8-bar jungle loop with a drum pattern, a breakbeat layer, and a sine sub in operator. Sidechain the bass to the kick. Put auto filter on the intro drums and automate the cutoff so the low end opens gradually. Arrange bars 1 to 4 as intro drums only, and bars 5 to 8 with bass and the full break. Then listen back and ask yourself, does it hit hard? Does it leave space? And can a DJ count the phrasing easily? You can even make two versions. One version more jungle with more break edits. Another version more rolling DNB with a cleaner, steadier groove. Comparing the two is a great way to hear how arrangement and groove change the energy. So let's recap. To drive jungle impact with a DJ-friendly structure in Ableton Live 12, start with a strong kick and snare foundation. Add breakbeats for that classic jungle movement. Keep the sub mono and clean. Use sidechain compression so the drums can breathe. Arrange in 8-bar phrases. Build an intro and outro that DJs can actually mix with. And use Ableton stock tools like drum rack, simpler, operator, wave eatable, auto filter, compressor, clue compressor, saturator, EQ8, hybrid reverb, and echo to shape the track.